Exodus 15, 25 says, and he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance. And there he proved them and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear unto his commandments, and keep all his statutes. All his statutes. I will put none of these diseases on you which I brought up on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 23 and 25 says, so you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Thank you, Father. Psalms 23 and verse 4. Yea, though I walk through valleys, through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Whatever you do, don't get into fear. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Here in that scripture in Psalms 23, it says your rod. Now, when you look up that word in the Greek, it literally means a stick for punishing, riding, fighting, ruling, walking, etc. It also means a tribe. What am I saying? Well, I'm saying he's got a whole company of angels that's going to keep you. Amen? And even the word staff, it literally means support of every kind. So you're going to get support of every kind from the Lord. He doesn't hold nothing back. Psalms 30 and 2, it says, O Lord my God, I cried unto you, and you healed me. Psalms 103, verse 2, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all of our diseases, who satisfies our mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Oh, this is exciting. Psalms 107 and 20, it says, for he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 16, 6. It says, and when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast waste in thy blood, live. Yea, I say unto thee, when thou wast waste in thy blood, live. Oh, I found that this scripture works for a whole lot of things. Any sort of blood disease is fixed to be taken out by having faith in this scripture. That word live literally means to live, to have life, to remain alive, sustain life, to live prosperously, to live forever, to be quickened, to be alive, listen, to be restored to life or health, to live, to have life, to continue to live, to remain alive, to live on or upon, to live, to be revived, to be quickened. Oh, that's an amazing scripture. When I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thy blood, I said unto thee, when thou was wasting thy blood, live, be quickened, be restored to life and health, blood, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And even this scripture, Ezekiel 37, we're familiar with that. It says, the hands, starting in verse 1, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of a valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, they were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I said, I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Verse 4. Again he said unto me, prophesy to these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Amen. That live is the same word that we read in the other scripture, same Hebrew word. And it literally means sustain life, to remain alive, to be restored to life and health. Now, and another interesting thing about this is the word bones. That bone literally means in the Hebrew, it don't just mean the white bone like we think about our bone and our frame. Listen to what all the scripture says or the definition says. Bones are essence, substance, bone, body, limbs, members, external body. Oh yeah, that's a lot of power in that verse. Amen. Now let's look at Proverbs 3 and 7 and 8. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Amen. Hallelujah. Proverbs 16 and 24. It says, kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the bones. That's in the New Living Translation.